Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Minigame, a podcast about video game stories and why we love them. I'm Michael Ferris. Have you ever been in an unfamiliar place, such as the home of a distant family member or the home of a friend, and just been super uncomfortable? The kind of place where your curiosity kicks in and you just find yourself poking around, trying to piece together the personality and history of the owners of the home. You find yourself almost playing detective. Many video games have tried to capture this feeling. L.A. Noire, Her Story, The Mist series. But today I want to highlight a Switch game called One Night Stand. A game in which a tiny bedroom can be filled with seemingly infinite mystery. At the beginning of One Night Stand, you awaken in a bedroom you don't recognize, lying next to a woman that you don't remember. Your phone's battery dies, and the last thing you see on it is a text from your friend who is angry at you for abandoning him in a bar. You are temporarily trapped in a home that's not yours, with no memory of how you got there. One Night Stand is a game about gaining information and how you choose to react to that information. Of course, you can quickly grab your clothes and phone and bolt out of the mystery house in order to get one of the 12 different endings, but that's not really completing the game. You didn't learn anything, build a relationship, make a new friend, nothing. When your mysterious companion awakens, she leaves the bedroom and you're given the first opportunity to do a little bit of snooping. You can find some family photos, her collection of vinyl records, an old guitar, and you start to piece together her personality based on your assumptions and piecing together all of this loose information. After a few minutes, she pops back into her room, and you can choose to talk about some of the discoveries you made. The assumptions you can make can lead to a new friendship, the spark of a new relationship, or can lead you to accidentally offending her and getting kicked out of her home. One example of this is the guitar you find lying around. You can choose to pluck a few strings, which causes the girl to come running back into her room in anger. What you assumed was just an innocent guitar is actually a priceless memento from her brother. You need to defuse the situation, or else you will find yourself getting abruptly kicked out of the house without so much as a name or phone number for your companion. Now, with the right conversation, you can convince her to play a little song, you can learn a little bit about her family, and then leave her home having exchanged information and with the promise to keep in touch. It's nothing earth-shattering, but that's part of the joy of One Night Stand. The whole game is one conversation that you can play again and again, each time with new information, and it allows you to have the luxury of playing the what-if game. What if instead of playing the guitar, you instead talk about her brother? Or you talk about a book that you notice on her bedside table? Often in life, you don't get the chance to redo a conversation or have some form of second chance. After playing the game for a while and getting about half of the possible endings, it made me think about the stuff I keep in my room and what it says about me. As I write this podcast, I see a guitar that hasn't been played in years, despite me owning it for over a decade. There's some artwork depicting the Mercury 7 astronauts and Apollo 11 moon landing. I have about 30 PlayStation 2 games that I have not played in forever, but still hold a lot of sentimental value for me. There's the first Valentine's Day gift I received in years. I have a camera setup I got myself a while ago as a last-ditch effort to rebuild my love of making movies. For a lot of people looking outside in, these objects around me may look like junk. And be honest, they may actually be junk, but combined, they create a story about me, where I came from, and where my life may be heading. I encourage you to think about the stuff around you and think about what it means to you. What stories do those objects tell? If playing through One Night Stand has taught me anything, is that we all have stories to tell, and the things that we choose to surround ourselves with tell those stories as well. Thank you very much for listening.
Executive producer of the Lore Party Podcast Network is Abu Zafar. Minigame is written and produced by Michael Ferris. Original music for Minigame is produced by Lawrence Kelly. Follow Lore Party on Twitter and Instagram at lore_party. And check out our website at loreparty.com. Subscribe to Minigame in your favorite podcasting app and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps me grow the show. Thank you very much for listening.